Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Thursday, August 27th. You're listening to Seeking Alpha, the leader in market news and analysis. I'm Rena Sherbel, and this is Wall Street Breakfast. Our top stories today: Fed's new monetary policy approach, U.S. equity index futures off, and Laura makes landfall in Louisiana. Leading today's news: the Fed's annual economic policy symposium, known as Jackson Hole, goes online this year for the first time since it began in 1978. The main event will be Chair Jerome Powell's keynote at 9:10 a.m. Eastern, which will reveal conclusions of the central bank's review of its monetary policy framework. The Fed may be close to cementing a big shift in its philosophy, being more lenient when it comes to inflation and allowing it to rise past the 2% target for periods of time to keep the economy humming. While that's in contrast to its strategy for many years, which is to preemptively raise interest rates to fight inflation, the Fed has persistently undershot its inflation target since it was formally established in 2012. In other market news, U.S. equity index futures are off 0.3% ahead of the big event at Jackson Hole, which could also outline how long the Fed's near-zero interest rate environment might last and assess the monetary policy response to the coronavirus pandemic. On the stimulus front, Republicans are reportedly considering a more narrow COVID-19 relief bill as aid talks between the Trump administration and Democrats are at a deadlock. Also on the radar today is a second reading of U.S. gross domestic product for the second quarter and other growth statistics. Category 4 Hurricane Laura has made a catastrophic landfall in Louisiana, according to the National Hurricane Center, which could render wide areas uninhabitable for weeks or months and knock out power for just as long. While the storm has also threatened the majority of Gulf oil and natural gas production, consumers are unlikely to see big price hikes because the pandemic has decimated energy demand. With hours of violent weather ahead, officials said the extent of destruction wouldn't be known until daybreak, when search and rescue missions will begin. Abbott Laboratories is up 10% in pre-market trade following news that the FDA granted emergency use authorization for the company's 15-minute COVID-19 test that will be priced at just $5. Abbott says Binax now works without relying on lab equipment at a time when labs can take as long as 2 weeks to produce results and uses a nasal swab and a small reactive card that can be administered by a range of healthcare workers, including pharmacists. The company plans to ship tens of millions of tests in September, ramping up to 50 million tests per month by the end of October. EU Trade Commissioner Phil Hogan is stepping down amid growing criticism that he broke COVID-19 guidelines in his native Ireland. Hogan had attended a golf event with 80 other people, including Ireland's Minister for Agriculture, who resigned last week and was criticized for not complying with quarantine rules when he arrived in the country. The EU will now have to fill a role that has become even more high profile in recent months, given the EU's post-Brexit free trade negotiations and a pandemic-induced shock to supply chains. Following threats from Washington to delist Chinese firms that fail to meet its auditing requirements, China is now proposing to let U.S. regulators audit its state-owned enterprises. The concessions are aimed at solving a long-running accounting dispute, but would insist on redacting some information on national security grounds. It may go a long way in resolving renewed tensions. Beijing fired 4 missiles into the South China Sea overnight after the U.S. blacklisted 24 companies for their efforts in helping China, quote, reclaim and militarize outposts in the disputed waterway. Moving further into the grocery sector to challenge Walmart, Kroger, and Albertsons, Amazon today is opening the first location of its new chain of fresh grocery stores in Woodland Hills, California. The 35,000-square-foot store will debut the Dash Cart, a smart grocery cart that tracks shoppers' items and allows them to skip the checkout line, and feature Echo Show devices to ask Alexa where certain items are located. There will also be a service counter for people to pick up orders from Amazon.com, and they can also complete returns there without having to package their items in boxes. TikTok CEO Kevin Mayer calls it quits. That development came just a few months after Mayer, then in charge of streaming at Disney, took the job leading the fast-rising short video app, as well as the role of COO at TikTok parent ByteDance. At the time, it seemed like a consolation prize after Disney's succession planning turned to Bob Chapek to take over as CEO from Bob Iger. It's a notable move coming in the middle of what looks like a sale of TikTok's U.S. operations forced by the Trump administration, with Microsoft apparently leading competing outreaches from Oracle and Twitter. Other market headlines to watch for on Seeking Alpha: NBA postpones playoff games amid player boycotts. Chinese Tesla rival XPeng Motors upsizes U.S. IPO. Ford is the latest company to rethink the office. Salesforce cuts 1,000 jobs after record earnings. World's biggest advertising company resumes its dividend. As of 6:20 a.m. today, the Dow, S&P 500, NASDAQ, crude and gold are down. Bitcoin is flat. Look for the corporate profits report at 8:30 a.m. Eastern.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.